Time now for All Things Gators, All Things Orange and Blue. Dan Hicken, Frank Frangi. Hick, you were at the Ball Yard, I'm told.
I was. Thank you, Southeast Orthopedic Specialist, by the way, se-ortho.com for all your orthopedic needs. It was electric. It was fantastic. I'm too old to sit in the student section, however.
You were in the student section?
I was in the student section.
You got a little left in you, don't you? Just a little left?
No.
No, nothing?
I can show them how to yell.
Yeah.
I can out-yell them.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't out. It was bad in there, man. It was tough. Can I give you a couple quick stories before we get to the game?
Yeah, stories.
All right. So I took, by the way, my 60-year-old dad, this is great.
He's ready.
I'm like, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? So we get tickets through a friend who has a son there. And so we got some student section tickets, which was cool. So it was four of us and we go down there and first off, if you have any kind of claustrophobia, row 17 on the goal line next to the band, any kind of claustrophobia, and I'm on the aisle.
Yeah.
Well, the aisles, and there's more than 98.8 in there, by the way, because the aisles are full.
Right.
I don't know where they're sitting, but they ain't sitting in their seats because I don't think they got seats.
Right.
So that's number one.
Love it, by the
number
way.
Number two are the kids, the students falling down. There's a few of them.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's 3:30.
Right.
They're young and they can't quite handle the liquor. Finally, my third question is this ruse about how hard it is to get into Florida.
Yeah.
Judging by the group of kids that I was with is a fallacy.
They all got special dispensation.
I mean, my God, dude. I mean, you guys can't be. You guys did not get 1,400 on your SATs.
That's tremendous.
So last thing.
I have more respect for Gator fandom than I've ever had.
Oh, my God.
Please continue.
So the last thing is we're next to the band. So I got no problem, by the way, standing on my bleacher seat.
Yeah.
I know that's going to happen. Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Okay.
And I got no problem making noise. I'm on the bleacher seat. I'm on the aisle. And then the officers come down.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-oh.
And I'm like, ooh.
Uh-oh,
I go, Brooks, watch this. We got a problem. Uh-oh. They go all the way down. I'm looking. And I don't seem to be doing anything. And then they work their way back up. They get down, get down, get down, get down. I'm like, I'll get down. But the section next to us has to get down too, or guess what?
You won't be able to see.
I can't see.
So did you challenge the officer of the law?
In a nice, very respectful way.
Okay, I just
he said,
sure.
Look.
Because there's the story. Here.
He said, look, Dan. He didn't say Dan. He said, look, I don't know who you are, old guy in the student section. It's the red shirt's job.
Yeah.
This is a bleep job that we unfortunately have to do because the bleeping red shirts won't do the job, which is what the cop told me.
Yeah.
But apparently in the section next to the band, they don't want them standing on the seats because the band, I don't know why. So we got to get down, but the guys next to us don't. So now I can see from about the 15-yard line in.
Yeah, I tell you.
That's 85 yards of real estate I can't watch.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Well, the bigger problem than any of that is the Lassiter County Sheriff guy didn't know Hicken. That probably bothers me
that
more than the rest
true.
Of it. How could that be?
Well, it'll happen.
Do you have a TV?
I don't know.
What the world? Do they have TVs?
We're not in Gainesville much anymore. Right, but anyway, so those are some of my observations from a fun day in the swamp that ended in disappointment. And I am not going to be a hypocrite and tell you, ooh, we almost. No, hell no.
I agree.
We go to Gainesville to win that game. We don't lose in the swamp ever. And we don't ever want to lose in the swamp. Now, we'll talk about some of the things that happened in the game that were great, and that's good. But you leave disappointed.
Yeah, I totally agree. I get it. Look, Florida's too good for the moral victory thing.
Correct.
They are. That's your point. That's way more succinct than what you just said, but that's what you said. Is they're
Thank
too
you.
Good for the moral victory thing. Having said that.
Better said, too.
Yeah. Having said that, the real reality is, whether we like this or not, whether we like is – nationally, people think way more of Florida today
Correct.
Than they did Friday.
That is true.
There's a much higher opinion of the Gators now than there was before the game. Look, I'm not going to lie, Dan. I thought we were looking at 38-14. That's what I thought the game was going to be. I was way off, and I'm so happy to be off. But that is what I thought.
Yeah.
With no Anthony Richardson.
And you were sure of it at 21-3.
Yeah, absolutely. I was.
Yeah.
I thought 38-14 was conservative at 21-3.
And I was thinking it's time to go.
Yeah. So a lot of things about the game. Number one, Alabama won. We should have won. Make the extra point. They botched the 2-point thing badly. But I will say this. And again, I don't want it to sound like a moral victory, but I'm just telling you honestly.
Yeah.
When is the last time Florida's been more physical than Alabama?
Great. And that's –
When is the last time that happened?
Yeah. My two biggest takeaways is we kicked Bama's ass in the trenches.
Well, physical.
Right?
More physical.
Especially on the O-line.
Right.
I mean, we pushed those dudes around.
Yeah.
Secondly, and I know there's guys who get mad at Mullen and stuff. We just watched a coach take a team that was in the top five in the country, maybe number one in passing offense a year ago.
Right.
And in one offseason, transform them into one of the best rushing attacks in college football.
Yeah, I'm talking to, during the game.
That's amazing.
I'm talking to Baselli yesterday during breaks in the game. And we kid our friend Big Bo a lot, but he's an incredibly smart football guy.
Incredibly smart football guy
with no team in the fight.
Right.
He told me yesterday, he said, you know, Dan Mullen's a really good coach.
Yeah.
Here's his team looking for a coach. Because you're dead right. He's a really good coach. He's going to win a natty. He's going to win one.
Game day might not be anybody better.
Yeah, and I'm telling – but not just that, Dan.
Yeah.
Development.
Yeah.
Developing players.
Yeah.
Look, what I never thought I'd see is – I want to say this carefully because someone's going to say, Frangie thinks they're as good as Nebraska. I don't think that.
Right.
So, but in terms of style of play.
Yeah.
In terms of style of play.
Yeah.
They're evolving. This year's team is more mid-90s Nebraska than mid-90s Florida.
Right.
In the past, they've been mid-90s Florida, throw it all over the park.
Right.
They have evolved. That was a physical team.
Part of that is because Emery's not really a great thrower
yet. The other part of it is I think all the Nick Savage stuff. Those guys
have
been there 4 years under him now. Man, they're big, strong, and fast.
Yeah.
But having said all that, so I think they can run the ball. I'm glad he went from five backs to three.
Yeah.
I still think I'd go to two and a half or two.
Although your guy six had a hell of a drive.
He's a good player.
The 99-yard drive was – should have an asterisk and a six next to it.
He had a great drive. Ooh. Pierce played great.
Yep.
What do you think happened on the 2-point play? Do you think I've never seen it, anyone's explained it. My guess is Emery was trying to pull it out and Davis didn't take care of it.
And I may be wrong. First off, admittedly, I thought it was a great call, by the way.
But
you got to give it to him right away.
If he keeps it, it's a touchdown.
What had happened, though, is earlier in the game, he did that with Naquan.
Yeah.
And he kept it and kept it and kept it. And then he finally gave it to him and he hit a big gainer.
Yeah.
But down on the goal line, you can't do that. We're getting pushed. You got to hit it and get it up in there and get the let him get in there. I also watched it a couple times. There was miscommunication, too. And we had video on the TV side of Mullen and Emery right after the game talking about it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't hear it, but Emery walked away and went, he made that noise. But the right tackle didn't block anybody, Frank.
Well, and here's one thing. Dan Mullen coached a great game.
Yeah.
And it's easy to sit in your freaking couch and say what you should have done after the fact. But in retrospect, you got the two timeouts, use one.
For sure.
Because at that point.
Because there's only 3.5 left, and if they get a first down, the game's over.
Yeah. So you're probably not winning if you don't make the 2-point conversion.
Agreed.
So in retrospect, and I think Dan would tell you that too now. In retrospect. Call the timeout.
Because when you're a running team, it takes a little longer for these drives, and it was about a 6-minute drive. Because I was thinking this, I had not paid attention to the clock for some reason, and I actually said to my son, if they don't make it, I think we're okay because we'll be forced to play aggressive on defense, take a gamble, and put them in a bad situation and get the ball back. And I had this vision of us winning by a point on a field goal.
Yeah.
But then I looked up. I said, forget what I said. There's 3 minutes to go.
He needed to use the timeout because the game now came down. Florida's chances now came down to making that 2-point.
Yes.
So you probably should.
I don't know if.
And I think he would tell you that.
I would agree with you.
Okay, so that's one.
But I still like the call. Did you like? I'm talking about the running play. Look, we've run for 250 yards.
If you go back and look at it. It was blocked enough for him to score.
Yes.
If he just hands it to him, he probably scores. If it's Pierce, he definitely scores.
Yeah.
And so if he
which is also interesting why they went with Malik on the inside.
I think it's because he had just –
He was great.
Yeah. I think it's because because Pierce had just scored. It was probably sucking air a little bit.
Okay.
So if you call the timeout, you can put him back in. So.
Also true.
But anyway, look, they did a great job. Coached a great game. They're tough. They're physical. I like where the season's headed. I got some more thoughts about this tough physical, though. Number one – regardless of what quarterback plays, I do fear there's not going to be a great downfield passing game. Emory Jones played a really good game, by the way, but he's not going to be a good downfield passer. I don't think. But when I say good downfield, I don't mean he can't hit a few here and there.
Yeah.
I'm talking about 17 of 20. I don't see him as that guy. Secondly, I'll tell you what I told you even before the season.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Jacob Copeland, I think the receivers are average. I think they have two tight ends that are fine.
Yeah.
Not explosive.
Mm-hmm.
I think. I think Shorter and Rick Wells and Whittemore are fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think any of them are playing in the NFL.
Game breakers.
Okay. They don't have any. Copeland's the one guy that might be that.
Right.
That's it. Now, maybe Xavier Henderson, when he plays more, is that.
He's
maybe
a big kid.
Yeah, but I just.
He's got to get out there more, or he's got to earn some time or get some more stripes.
So I don't think, you know, we've had this embarrassment at receiver.
Yeah, okay? I know.
I mean, when it was Jefferson and Hammond and Swain and Cleveland, that was so good. And then they all left, and then there was Grimes and Tony and Pitts, who's sort of a receiver. They were so good. We've had this. That's seven guys.
Yeah.
Well, now that those seven are gone, we're finally at a point now where I think the receivers are ordinary. That's my opinion.
So, I don't disagree with that.
Yeah, they're ordinary.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to run it, and you're going to have quarterback make runs on the ground. So I think that. What I do, I love the physicality offensive line. They finally got that thing built.
Mm-hmm.
Braun was every bit as good as Reese when Reese came out of there.
Yeah, he was good.
And I think the two tight ends are good blocking tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
I think the receivers are ordinary receivers, but they block downfield.
They block.
So you're going to run. I love what I think this defense is going to be. I told you about Moon. I think Jeremiah Moon, who now plays inside, outside, all over. I think that was Alabama that scored 10 points in the last three quarters.
Yeah. You know what? Let's give Grantham a plug, too,
because he's
been much maligned and deservedly so on some, but
his plan was a good plan.
If they had tackled well in the first quarter, there would not have been 21 points.
Yeah. Didn't we all think the same thing? When it was 21-3, we all thought the same thing. All right, here's the next game plan.
Yeah.
Whoever the offensive coordinator is, I lose track. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
Throw it out to our five-star in space. And let him make your three-star miss.
Five stars against three stars.
Yeah, my five-star is going to make your three-star miss.
And it did.
21-3, that's what we all thought.
Yeah.
So I thought but I worry about the one corner spot. When they lost Jaden Hill, it did hurt him.
That was some BS officiating, bro. Not to sound sour grapes, but Gator Podcast, this is where we're going to air it out.
Right.
For God's sakes, man.
Yeah, you got particularly the first one.
The Elam one and the Helm one were my two biggest.
Yeah, well, they were the two.
Yeah.
And they're both bad calls. But the Elam one was ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's two elite guys going against each other. You can't, you know.
No.
So, I agree with you. But as we move forward.
Check the zip codes and see if it's Birmingham on the residences of those refs, damn SEC officials.
Can I tell you what I worry about?
Yes.
You want to hear a worry?
Yeah.
Here's what I worry. Here's what I seriously, legitimately worry about.
Uh-huh.
Is I fear that everybody's telling them how good they are now.
Yeah,
let down coming. Ultimate chip. They played with a chip on the shoulder. I told you this last week.
Yeah.
I love the fact that Brenton Cox said, "Yeah, we're ready." Are they ready?
Yeah.
I love he what Dan Mullen did, and he said it after the game. He said a lot of teams play Alabama, they expect to lose. We didn't.
Right.
That's because he told them all week we're going to win the game.
Right.
That's because and I think that served them well.
Right.
But now they're all going. You can see we got something coming. All the players are going. We're not done yet. We're not. We're going to play them again.
Yep.
Don't worry about playing them again. We're going to play in Tennessee.
You know
that. My biggest fear is everybody's patting them on the back.
That's fair.
You know
what the best news of all of that is to counter that. 7 p.m. kick.
Correct. Night in Tennessee.
If it was noon, I would have the same fear.
I agree with you.
7 p.m. kick under the lights at the Swamp.
And the Swamp regained its magic.
Oh,
you were
God.
There. You were there. But it clearly regained its magic.
That was beautiful.
So now Tennessee, who's just, it's the perfect opponent. You wouldn't want to be playing a bad opponent.
No.
Tennessee's better.
Do you know Tennessee is eighth nationally against the run?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's strength against strength. Yes. Now they have not played.
Right.
The competition, but they've been very good in defense.
They're a better team than they've been.
Yeah.
They play really fast on offense.
They're just missing. They don't have enough.
Yeah, I think Florida's going to beat Tennessee. I don't worry about losing the game, but the pats on the back and the letdown.
Better let that go real quick because you got Kentucky and you got LSU coming up.
Florida's a tough, physical team. I love it. It reminded me of 80s Florida. Florida has the times I've thought Florida was unbelievably.
You're talking early 80s, like John L. and Neil and them boys in the Great Wall.
Let me coach you. Are you coachable? You're coachable. Let me coach you a little bit, okay? You're kind of young.
Not really.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're kind of a young guy. You just went John L., Neil, and the Great Wall.
Yeah.
You never mentioned a defensive guy. But the truth is, Wilbur and Alonzo Johnson and Tim Newton and Mark Corff and Jarvis Williams and Lewis Oliver.
What did you do with a Mark Corff?
Oh, I dropped Mark Corff right in there. But the point is, seriously, Dan.
He raised hell at the fraternity house one night, though.
That team was physical, man. They were more physical than you.
Yes.
The early 80s Florida team, they were more physical than
you. Yes.
The only time I felt.
Early 80s Florida team wins 13-10 games.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And again, and I know the world was different then.
Yes,
football
it was.
Was different. But the only teams to me that were physical like that were the 08 and 09 teams. The 08 and 09, mm-hmm. Urban's last, or not oh, last, yeah. but the, oh, yeah. that 08 team,
yeah.
they're more yeah. physical.
Those defensive backs would light your ass
up. They would hit you in that team. Yeah. But Florida hasn't had a lot of hit you in the mouth teams.
No.
Spurrier's teams were way better defensively. They got credit for.
Right.
But that wasn't their identity.
Right.
Their identity was throwing it all over the park.
Sure it was.
This team, I think the identity will be tough, physical, hard-ass football. And I love that.
Yeah.
I'm an old-school guy. Old guys are supposed to love that. I love hit them in the mouth. And I think this team will do that. I love the defense. Cox is a good player. Yeah. Bogle's a good player.
Yeah.
Moon's a good player. Those transfer linemen are good enough.
Yeah.
They hold the point.
Yeah.
They don't need to make – I don't need –
We did a great job against the run.
Yeah, I don't need –
A little more pressure on the pass, but a great job against the run.
The three transfer guys, 44, 55, 95.
Yeah.
I don't need them making sacks.
Yeah.
Truesdale, Newkirk, and Valentino. Yeah. I need them hold the point.
And they did.
And they absolutely they did. Against Alabama.
Yeah.
I mean, that was Alabama yeah. they held the point against. So
I mean, I'm going to tell you something. When Alabama walked out
– Yeah.
And I looked at their O-line.
Right.
I said, holy yes.
You said 21-3. And
I said, Jags, you need to take that left tackle. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that kid right. is just a monster.
So there's a physicality to them. There's a toughness to them. They should be. Go win the next game so people quit talking about how well you played Alabama. Mm-hmm. That's what. Go win the next game. Mm-hmm. Kentucky looks more normal than they were. I'm okay with that. But listen, there's three games before Georgia. They also play Vanderbilt, or mm-hmm. but there's three games of significance. This week,
mm-hmm.
at Kentucky, who's better and mm-hmm. has tended to play them well of late, and then you got to go to LSU.
Yeah.
So if you start thinking you're great because you played Alabama a good game, you're going
to
get your ass.
And by the way, Tennessee's going to try to take away the run. They all are now, and they're going to dare you to throw. So get ready.
So let's get to
what
Anthony,
about yeah?
Let's get
what
to
about
Anthony Richardson? Well,
I mean, how do you do a backflip and not be able to play?
Yeah, I really do wonder. He does a backflip, then he's got it taped with ice. Now wait a minute.
Yeah.
Now, something's not right there.
Is that part of the rehab? The backflip.
I don't know, but we all saw it. But when he's healthy, what now?
Well, I'm not
what
sure
happens?
He. I'm not would he. I mean, we scored 31 points for if we make. Yeah. You know, so I'm not sure how much of a difference in this particular game he would have made.
Right,
Emery ran it well.
Yeah, I agree.
Maybe he would have busted one earlier. But, I don't know. I need him healthy.
Yeah,
and I need him healthy
because you want them both.
Yes,
and I the one thing I do wonder. Is I will say this, I'm not, and I'm glad Emery had a good game.
Me too.
And because for him, for the kid.
15's the answer. We all know that, I think.
Right. And, yeah. and here's why I think maybe, not just the running and the hurdling and the stiff arming and the mm-hmm. fast and all mm-hmm. that, you got to throw it down the field.
Right.
I don't know that I'm confident with Emery Jones, they can consistently throw it down the field on a regular basis. That concerns me.
That's fair.
The one thing that concerns me
yeah.
is can they...
Especially when you're down in a game. There's going to be a game, right? You know what? I know it. There's going to be a game where they got to win it.
Of course there is.
And they're getting surprised.
Right.
And they may only be maybe down 4 points. And there might be 2.5 to go.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to throw. They can't methodically move it down with 2.5 minutes to go. So... Who's going to make the throws? Who's going to make the catches? That's the question.
Yeah, and people say, is Jacob Copeland as good as advertised? Well, he comes to life when 15's in there. The deep balls to Copeland have been 15. Mm-hmm. More than the running, jumping.
He did earn some PIs on Saturday that were big. He didn't have a statistically great game, but he...
I agree.
Yeah.
I think he's a pretty good player.
Yeah.
But again, you got to be able to throw the ball down the field to him. I mean, guess what? Van Jefferson and Cleveland, all those guys, they became way better players when Trask replaced Franks.
Good point.
They became better players. And mm-hmm. so does Copeland become a better player? So I agree with you. It's not a moral victory. National media thinks more of them now than they did before.
Yeah.
I will tell you, my confidence level and how good they can be is off the chart now.
Good.
And it wasn't off the chart before. It wasn't. But my confidence level. So Tennessee this week, you confident?
Yes.
I am too.
15 of 16 too.
Yeah, and they play.
I mean.
And Tennessee, but it's 7 o'clock in the swamp.
Yeah.
Tennessee will play fast. But that Florida defense is for real. I'm very excited about the defense.
I can't wait again.
All right, but Florida and Tennessee. That is all things Gators, all things Orange and Blue, Dan Hick and Frank Frangie.
Yes, and thank you, Southeast Orthopedic Specialists here in Jacksonville. Boy, they are the best. If you have any kind of orthopedic needs, be it your knees, your shoulders, your elbows, se-ortho.com. Frank, have a great week.
You too, Hick.